Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Tony Baer, Senior Analyst at Ovum. Tony Baer leads Ovum's research on the software lifecycle, and today we're going to talk about a very hot subject lately, which is agility. So first of all, Tony, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, Peter, thanks for having what's a very snowy day up here in the Northeast.
I've read about that. Now, when we first discussed this podcast, you questioned whether I wanted to talk about business agility or software development agility. And while I want to talk about software agility, can you tell me, are there any important similarities between the two?
Well, there's similarities, but I think it's more synergies, really, in terms of that they are both about responsiveness. I mean, the whole idea of agility, just taking away from, the specific context, is that it's the ability to be flexible and to essentially go intelligently with the flow. In other words, to understand what changes are important and what need to be responded to versus what changes are essentially outliers and will otherwise drive you off your central direction or your central goal.
Very interesting. Now, seeing that we're in such a moment of extreme change and everything is changing, how exactly has Agile methodology changed?
Well, it's really more of an evolution rather than a revolution. And it's an evolution from essentially the ground up. I mean, Agile essentially started kind of in isolated pockets, and especially in small web development projects, where basically developers felt that the world was going too fast and that existing methodologies that, at least in their more modern incarnation, were designed in the client-server era really did not apply. And so they really came out with essentially the idea that they really wanted working software over basically documentation and process and so on and so forth. That was the whole subject of the Agile Manifesto, which will be, I believe, 9 years old this year. What's happened in the meantime is that we've seen a number of successes. I mean, I'm not going to say that the path has been all beauty and light, but the fact is there have been enough successes, and Agile is sufficiently in tune with the pressures to basically produce, tangible results, that it has caught on, and now it's getting to the point where enterprises are starting to look at, well, how can we start to gain more broad benefit out of this and see, could this be adopted at more of an enterprise rather than a local ad hoc work group level?
Interesting. Now, drilling down into the company, where is Agile software development at in today's enterprise?
Well, it originated, in local development groups. I mean, software development in most organizations is a very sort of balkanized universe. You have lots, and it reflects essentially the structure of the business itself. And where you have companies where you have lots of local autonomy and local business units, I think that's where you've seen probably the fastest take up of Agile, because you have a great degree of local flexibility and autonomy. That being said, there are a number of well-known organizations, large development organizations, that have really been embracing this, and it's not a recent thing. This has been going on for a while, and looking at how they can essentially institutionalize Agile, not necessarily as being, in some cases they may be saying this is the methodology, but I don't think there's any single answer in most organizations to all development needs, but they are looking at it as now, part of a portfolio of enterprise software methodologies.
Very interesting. Now, is Agile software at odds with other current enterprise methodologies?
Well, I mean, the obvious, contrast is with waterfall, which is get all your ducks up in a row and then do everything in strict sequence and file at the end, implement it all at once. Agile is very much diametrically opposed to that. That is not to say that Agile is always right and waterfall is always wrong. It's going to depend on the project. It's really more of a spectrum where you have waterfall at one end, Agile at the other, and you would have, let's say, a lot of the methodologies, like a lot of the rapid application development methodologies and rapid prototyping methodologies that emerged during the client-server era. And from that standpoint, to get cliche-ish about it, Agile is essentially kind of like what what the web is to client-server. It's essentially, it's an iteration. It's an iterative change in architecture that made things more decentralized and more multi-tiered. And so it's kind of the same thing with Agile.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, something near and dear to eBizQ readers is enterprise architecture and SOA. Is agility at odds with EA and SOA?
Well, it's the classic, you know, sort of dilemma of, you know, how far do we plan ahead? How far ahead do we factor the risks? And for instance, you know, you take a methodology, say like rational unified process, which says, you know, get all your risks out there initially, you know, get them out there so you know what you're going to deal with. Whereas, you know, depending on the flavor of Agile, and there are many flavors, some say, well, just deal with risks as they come up. I don't want to draw any cliches here because, like, Agile is not a single methodology. There are a lot of different variations there. I think an interesting, you know, case in point is, let's say, enterprise architecture and SOA. Enterprise architecture tends to, I mean, if it's done properly, implemented properly, it's that you're essentially cataloging your best practices and hopefully making them kind of like a living document, a living process, where essentially you're sharing this and constantly updating this. Of course, the problem with enterprise architecture is that it tends to be, you know, a lot of enterprise architects tend to take a very waterfall-y type approach to their practice. And what's really interesting, I was at an open group session that was led by my colleague Dana Gartner a few years ago, a panel session, and conducted a snap poll of the audience, and was asked how much time is a reasonable time to get a return on investment for enterprise architecture. And the response is really centered around 2 years. And my response to that is, today, who has time for a 2-year ROI? Enterprise architecture could learn some principles from the Agile community in terms of trying to take things, you know, in more biteable chunks, not try and boil the ocean. On the other hand, Agile methodologies, especially as they are being called upon to scale up, need to take on some of those sort of planning and architectural disciplines that have been, you know, that have been developed in the enterprise architectural community. And in turn, if you adopt service-oriented architecture properly, you essentially bake that into your process to deliver, you know, to developing services. There's a debate in terms of what is the right methodology, for instance, for attacking SOA. You know, for instance, do you plan for reuse or do you harvest after the fact? And the fact is, there's no single right or wrong answer. But that's kind of an example as to how Agile methodologies could essentially harvest best practices from some of the disciplines that might otherwise be seen as diametrically opposed to Agile.
Very interesting. Now, do you see any important trends for the future of agility?
Well, I think the whole lean debate is really interesting, and I think it's kind of related to that last question about, do we adopt some of those disciplines, or, you know, I mean, there are a lot of folks in the Agile community that basically think that lean is diversion, that's going to get into a lot of, you know, useless sort of analysis paralysis. And it reminds me of a lot of the arguments I've seen in another area, in the ITIL space. A lot of folks in IT operations see ITIL as, quote unquote, another Six Sigma set of hoops to jump through. It really isn't. But the fact is that I think lean has a lot of potential value and benefit that it could convey on Agile. So I think that's going to be a very interesting area to watch in the next year, year and a half. I know that argument came out, that debate came out very heavily at the last Agile conference, and I think that's a debate you're going to continue to see over the next year or two.
Excellent information, Tony. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Tony Baer of Ovum. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me, Peter.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.